Luister, daar is 'n groot skerm in hierdie studio en ons het 'n groot foto van ons gas Arnold Vosloo kuier by The Drive with Robin Ross, akteur, net ongelooflike kreatiewe mens. Ons is ontsettend bly en opgewonde om jou hier te hê.
Hi julle, baie dankie dat ek weer kan kom kuier. Ek was laas hier so in die morning show, so 1.5 jaar terug. So.
Ja, en dit was net voor Ludik uitgekom het en nou plan B is nou, is volgende week.
Yes, plan B is volgende dinsdag aand, 8:00 en dan sê oral.
So, ons gaan nou chat oor plan B. Ek dink dit is 'n reeks wat mense, dit is Dion Meyer, maar dit is iets wat mense sal nie regtig verwag die rol wat jy daarin speel nie. It's totally, I guess, against type.
Yes, it's against type because in this series I don't kill 14 people and I don't throw anybody off a roof. So it's definitely a different for me. And yeah, I play a lekker guy, Schmidt, in oud intelligentie ou en... He loves arranging flowers and wearing beautiful waistcoats, and it's nice. That's one of the nice things about getting older, is you get offered the more interesting parts.
So originally, because we have our sources, you read the script and that Schmidt wasn't initially the part that they pitched you. How did it come about that you then decided, luister, ek wil nou hierdie ou met sy bont onder baadjies en sy blommerangskikking, ek wil hierdie karakter speel.
Jong, ek het gelees en oorspronklik het hulle my die ou geoffer wat mense van die geboue afgooi. Toe sê ek nee, ek wil dit nie doen nie, maar ek hou van hierdie Schmidt ou en ek dink ek kan iets interessant doen, want dit was nie op papier van die blomme en die waistcoats en daai tipe ding nie. That's something that Josh Malerba and I worked on and sort of came up with. But toe sê ek vir hulle, hoorie ouens, ek wil daai ding eerder speel en my suster ook Nadia die ding oorspronklik gelees en toe sê sy, ek dink jy moet go for Schmidt, dis iets anders vir jou. So en dit was baie nice. Dieselfde groep wat Griekwa Stad gemaak het, movie wat ons so 3-4 jaar terug gemaak het en die SAFTA gewen as Best Picture in South Africa. Mm. And it's the same group, same writer, director, producers. But it's a completely different movie. This is, ek dink in Afrikaans sê ons this, a misdaad comedy, something like Ocean's 11.
Like a caper.
Like a caper, yeah. It's basically we run an organization, Plan B, en as jou Ferrari gesteel word, of jou pierneef, of jou skoenboks vol kreerande, dan bel jy ons, as jy nie die polisie kan bel nie, dan bel jy ons, en ons sal het vir jou terugsteel, teen 10% van die waarde. So, that's the business we're in, yeah.
I'm really looking forward to seeing it, because you're talking about, you know, this is the role you sort of pitched, the role you came for. A little birdie inside told us that the colourful waistcoats that your character wears were sort of your idea, you brought them to set. It must be really fun as an actor when you get the script, you read something, and you can sort of, something obviously resonates, and then you start building the picture in your mind of how you want to portray this character.
Yes, it's a very unique sort of experience. I can't really articulate it, but you read the script and then you read your part, and then you go back and you read it 3 or 4 times over the next week, and dan op 'n stadium dan begin jy dink, hoe klink die ou, of is hy maar of vet, of het hy lang hare of kort hare, of does he wear beautiful waistcoats? And maybe he should arrange flowers. I remember the first time I mentioned it to Josh, our director, he was just silent. He was like, wat bedoel jy die ou rangskik blomme? Ek sê nie, ek dink die ou rangskik blomme. So he thought about it, and I had from a video gestuur waar ek blomme rangskik, and he said, okay, let's go for it. It's either going to work or not, and as dit nie werk nie, dan kan hulle dit uitsny. Maar al die dinge is in die movie, so ek's baie happy.
There's a thing that happens, it happens quite a lot overseas with kind of leading men and directors. You see it with DiCaprio and Scorsese, you saw it with Johnny Depp and Tim Burton. And just speaking of Josh, when Arnold's talking about Josh, it's Joshua Malerba, who is an incredible director. En julle het amper 'n shorthand van met mekaar werk. Is that what's exciting you so much about coming back to the South African film industry? Is this kind of relationship that you can build and work on to create even more fantastic art?
Yes, especially with Josh. I mean, and that sort of, that relationship forms, or that happens when you have trust, which we built during Griekwa Stad. I saw that he was there for the project, and so was I. En as jy saam met so iemand werk, dan weet jy hulle gaan jou vang as jy val, and vice versa. So you just go for it. You just do everything you've always wanted to do in a movie, and you know that the director's gonna, you know, it's either gonna make the cut or not. Maar ja, dan die benefit is om terug te kom en Suid-Afrikaners te speel. I want to speak Afrikaans. When I left here, I was 28. I'd only done 3 Afrikaans projects and a bunch of theatre stuff. And it's just great to come back and work with the local guys. I made a movie with Mandla Dube 2 years ago, Silverton Siege, which was lekker. So, and I played a Kaptein Langerman in that. So it's lekker om te speel wat ek is, a ou wit man.
En jy praat nou so van Mandla Dube. It's all sort of coming full circle. Want ons het 2 keer op die shelf vir Dion Meyer ingehaad om oor boeke en goed te praat, en hulle het 'n musiekkonsert opgesit oor die Karoo en sy liefde daarvoor. En laaste week was Mandla hier saam met Bonke Khoza om oor die nuwe show wat hulle doen,
gesels te
praat. Heart of the Hunter.
Ja, and it's such a nice synergy of really, really like high quality arts that we are creating sort of everywhere at the moment. It's baie lekker om te sien.
Ja, and it you know, it happens, we kind of feed off each other. I don't know if this is public knowledge, but I gave Mandla the book when we shot Silverton Siege. We were in Pretoria Square, and I said, you've got to read this book. It's a great book, and it'll make a good movie. And here we are, 2 years later, it's coming
out. Now Heart of the Hunter is
out. Yeah. So this lacquer, it's great. It's nice to see the guys doing stuff, and it's on par with anything else that's out there. It's not just, oh, it's a South African thing, so it's quality-wise is not as good. No, those days are gone. I mean, everything, Plan B, lyk so goed soos enige ding op Amerikaanse of Franse televisie.
And if anyone knows, you know, we are chatting to absolute legend of the entertainment industry, Arnold Forster. We're going to take our chat a little bit further in a bit, talk about some theatre stuff, talk about some other exciting projects.
If you're just joining us this afternoon, we are hanging out with Arnold Forster. He's coming to chat to us. Plan B is going to hit all of our screens next week. Ons kan nie wag nie. I want to ask, it's not a homecoming. Jy is al vir 'n rukkie terug in Suid-Afrika, maar jy's terug.
Ja. Ek het 4 jaar terug gekom om Griekwa Stad te doen, en het was so lekker ondervinding. Toe sê ek wil nou at least 1 keer of 2 keer 'n jaar hier werk. In Afrikaans of in Engels, but playing South African characters. En ja, so in die ideale wêreld spandeer ek miskien 8 maande van die jaar hierso, en as het begin kapok of wat ook al die woord is, hierso bo in Johannesburg in die 1 Junie, dan vlieg ek na die noordelike halfronde toe en gaan sit daar ergens in die son tot het weer warm word hierso. So dis die plan, maar met my laks, like werk geoffer word, great work in Afrikaans in June, July and August.
And you're going to be in the Karoo somewhere.
Yes. And the whole movie is me in, you know, like in a speedo or something. So yeah, that's probably what's going to happen. Yeah.
But that was also what happened kind of with Plan B, is that it's supposed to, that was for Onestalum after spiel and he cop, like, you know, that kind of summer glitz glamour, and the shoot was just grayish and a lot of rain, and you guys still had to be there kind of making it seem like it was just Kaapstad and die swimmer.
Yeah, it's alles wonderlik warm and lieflik. No, it's, you know, it's the magic of movies. I'll bewe jy like jy of 23 grade is. So yeah.
You have done so much theatre work that I think a lot of people are not familiar with. You've done Shakespeare, you've done Pinter, you've done all of these kind of greats. You've also been on Broadway with Al Pacino, and you in another interview described Al Pacino as an actor's actor, and that is in fact how other people are describing you now.
Wanneer 'n jong akteur of iemand is wat onervare is wat op die stel is, van een van die akteurs, is hy die eerste een om saam met daai persoon net hulle gemaklik te laat voel of vir hulle klein tips te gee in 'n toneel oor hoe om 'n beter posisie op die kamera te kry of hoe hulle merke beter te slaan of hy self, as hy nie op kamera is nie, vir die akteur ekstra moeite in sy stem sit en sy performance sit om reaksies uit hulle te kry. So hy is 'n ongelooflike spanspeler, en hy maak nie saak wie teenoor hom speel nie, of wie opstel is nie, of waar hy is nie. Die eerste ding wat vir hom belangrik is wat vervul hom ons, en wat gaan die story die beste vertel, en hoe kan hy bydra tot dit. Ek dink dis hoekom ons almal opstel, wat het mals daaroor om met Anna te werk.
Wow. Joshua Malarba made a regisseur van Plan B.
We were asking around and everyone, and we spoke to a lot of people, and everyone universally across the board came back and said, Arnold is willing to go the extra mile for everyone on the entire crew, and especially for the young actors who might not have as much experience and might... I imagine there's a lot of young up-and-coming... If you're young and up-and-coming and you cast opposite a legend, you know, there's a lot of nerves and so on and helping get those performances out of people. And I remember you talked when you were with Martin Bester last time, as Roz said, you know, the whole... big roles for big people. You are that big person now, and everyone sees how much you do to bring other people in.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, it's, you know, that's one thing Pacino taught me, is that you just as good as the guy you play opposite, you know, and if you can make everybody around you feel comfortable and aware and really focused on what we're doing, and that nothing else matters but that next 2 minutes, then you might get something good. Might get something good on film. So he definitely taught me that. He's far more interested in your character than his own. He'll stop sometimes during rehearsal and he'll say, "Well, where was your character born? And, you know, why are you here? You know, why are you talking to me?" Like, "Well, they hired me." He's like, "No, why are you talking to me?" So yeah, he creates that 360-degree world, and I really learned that from him, definitely, more than from anybody else. So I try and incorporate that as well now. And it is, I mean, especially for the younger actors, there's nerves and you're on set and there's a camera and lights and you've got to deliver in the next few minutes or they move on, you know. So you try and make them feel comfortable. And if their stuff's great, your stuff's going to look good.
Another thing we found out is that if there was an opportunity to drive a car, your hand was up.
Yeah.
Are you a cars guy?
I'm actually a motorbike guy, more so than a car, yeah. But unfortunately, when you're on a bike on screen, you wear a helmet so nobody sees you.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah, so they can throw a stunt guy in there, you know, they can throw Brad Binder in there. And you know, the bike will do amazing things, but they'll think it's me. But no, also for this particular, for Schmidt, to ons plan B gemaakt het, to vir alle wat se kar wil ek ry.
Yeah.
En toe het hulle eers gedink, jy weet, so kar en toe sien ek, en toe gaan ek en Kobus een hand eet, en toe sien ek hierdie Citroen Pallas,
ja.
P-A-L-L-A-S, D5, en dit is soos hy ou skulpad Citroens, en toe sien ek so, en toe sê ek, Kobus, die kar, dis wat Schmidt moet ry, that's the car.
I've just looked it up here, it's the classic, if you imagine an old French movie, yeah. That Citroen, that's the one.
That's the one, yeah. And we have I have a blue one in this with tan leather seats and a white roof, and it's just gorgeous. I mean, the car, people will remember the car more than they will remember me because it's so gorgeous, this car.
I want to go back to the theater question.
Mm.
That, because that was kind of where everything kicked off for you. And daar is 'n groot Afrikaanse en Suid-Afrikaanse traditie van theaterstukke. Hy het baie met Tertius Kap gewerk. Hy is 'n bekroonde theatermaker en nou ook 'n draaiboek skrywer. But would you think of going back? Wil jy bietjie kaar toe gaan, bietjie op die planke tree?
Ja, ek en Ludik, 'n ding wat ons gemaak het vir Netflix, André Odendaal was saam met my daarin, en ek en hy het al gepraat en ons soek op die oomblik iets wat ons saam kan doen. And I had a lunch with Liz Mayring and spoke to her. And so everybody's sort of looking for something that that we can all get together and do. So it's all nice for some sweets to do in the volgende paar jaar and daarmee te toer and op die planke te wees. Ek sal bietjie bang wees die eerste paar weke, because it's been a while. En dis 'n verskriklike ding om daar in die wings te staan en te weet jy stap nou uit hierso en daar's nie 'n tweede take nie en jy kan nie sê hoor ek wil oorbegin nie en cut. You just gotta go for it. So, but that's the allure of the danger of it and the beauty of it. And so ek wil definitief weer theater doen specific in Afrikaans, ja.
We're going to keep chatting to Arnold Forster. He's our guest until 6 o'clock tonight in The Drive with Rob and Roz. 084-850-0942. If you've got any questions, want to get anything in.
Guys, if you think this man sounds cool, or you've seen him in the movies, or you just think, oh, what a like a cool celebrity, wait until you meet him in real life. The man is a mensch. You're an absolute mensch. It's been so lovely. Ek wil oor jou liefde vir diere gesels. Jy het as kind groot geword met 'n spaniel wat 'n groot formative rol gespeel het in eintlik hoe jy in die kunste opgeëindig het. En jy en jou vrou is eintlik spokespeople vir International Animal Welfare. Are you still involved in that and why are animals so important to you?
Ach, you know, they always get the short end of the stick. And yeah. Although I will say that, you know, I'm not a hypocrite because I'm not a vegetarian. I do like my lamb chops, but no, it's just, especially coming from Africa. We just, you know, from a very young age, we're aware of the bush and the wild and conservation. That sort of stuff gets drilled into you at a very early age. Yeah. So when things started happening for me in the States, to kom hulle my toe en vra vir my of ek weet die spokesperson wil wees vir hulle. And yeah, ek was bly om dit te doen. It was lekker organisasie om saam mee te werk. Hulle doen goeie werk.
Ja, ek het gevind toe ek oorsee was, in various places, especially, you know, the big cities and urban areas and so on. Mense word nie groot met, jy weet, wille plek om te gaan nie. Ons gaan Bosveld toe van klein af. You're out, you're seeing the game, you're going to the Kruger on holidays and so on.
Ja.
But they mean said next, like, there's no affinity for the great outdoors.
No, especially in some of the big American cities, there's 13, 14 million people in New York and 11 million in Los Angeles. And yeah, daar's nie plek vir skape daar nie.
Ek hoor die nuwe show wat julle nou doen, Plan B, there was a dog involved.
Yes.
Well, not a professional dog though, not paid.
Nee, die hond se naam is Nielsie.
Ja.
En hy's 'n golden retriever en dis ons producer se hond, Kobus. En een van die karakters, Tim, het 'n hond hier, a dog that has to undergo awful things, and Kobus said no, Nielsie could do it, and we were all like I don't know,
this is not a trained dog.
Maar wrachtig toe kom Nielsie op stel en hy was amazing. He blew us all away, as animals always do. Never, I don't know who was it, was it Charlie Chaplin, somebody said don't ever act with kids or animals, and sure enough Nielsie came on set and he was great. People are going to love Nielsie in the show. Yeah,
you went to LA when you were 28 years old. If you had to make that big jump now, would you do it again?
Nee, ek sal nie nou gaan nie. As ek nou 28 was in Suid-Afrika, I would have stayed here and I would have done my best to do authentic South African work that gets shown there. En laat die mense jou daar ontdek deur die werk hierso. Hulle het my daar ontdek. I did a movie there called Hard Target, which was an action movie, and I played a Afrikaans character in that called Puk, and I spoke with a South African accent, although a really kind of an accent like this, but nevertheless, it was a very famous director that made that movie, and all of Hollywood went and looked at the movie to look at the director's work, and that's when they saw this skinny white South African with this Vos accent. and to gee hulle my werk. So I would say that's sort of what opened doors for me. There's me being my authentic self. And that could very well have happened from here. Ek dink nou met Amazon en Netflix en al die mense wat hier is. As mense 'n lekker rol kan kry as 'n Suid-Afrikaner in 'n ding en it gets shown there, and you shine in it, I think people are going to call you and they're going to hire you to come over there and work.
I think that's what's also given your career the longevity that it has, because I've also heard you say before that if the project is good and the script is good, you will go. So whether it's a play, whether it's a video game, we just got a message in from Chris to ask about your role in the video game Boiling Point. Was very impressed to see a South African performing in a video game.
Wow, yeah, cool.
So it seems like you just have this diverse kind of bag of tricks. En daar gaan jy.
Ja, die groot ding is die skrip, jy weet. The most important thing is not that Martin Scorsese is directing it. That's very nice and it's impressive. But it's the script. If the script is good, no matter what the genre, play, video game, movie, television series, as die draaiboek goed is, is daar 90% kans dat jy goed gaan wees. And so pick the good scripts.
Fair. Can I ask then, based on that, is there one or two things that you've watched that you were like, oh, I would have loved to have done that one?
No, funny enough, I haven't. People have asked me that. I don't know. I've just never seen other stuff and thought, oh, I would have loved to have done that. I don't know why. Maybe because the person doing it at the time is perfectly good in the part or acceptable or whatever. Maar nee, ek het nog nooit so daaraan gedink of aan so iets gedink nie.
That's nice because then, you know, you're in charge of your own creative process then. You're not looking at it going, ah.
Yeah, I think so. Somebody once said, I can't remember who, I think a friend of mine, Steve Dunn, American actor, said that Arnold is so egotistical, he doesn't worry about other actors or other performers. And miskien is hy reg, ek weet nie. Want ek worry nie oor jou of iets nie. Weet ek, wil jy moet goed wees, maar ek worry nie dat jy beter is as ek nie. If you're great, that's amazing. It's good for the movie.
We got a very cheeky voice note in here. Want Arnold het al baie gedoen, nee.
Ja,
we talked about theater, we talked about stage, we talked about movies and TV shows and so on. Someone has a very specific sort of request.
Hi, Robin Rose. You're demanding a rich, creamy voice. I can see this the whole day luister na hom. Miskien moet hy dink daaraan om audiobooks te doen. En as hy dit al gedoen het, watter boeke? Ek sal rarig graag heeltyd wil luister na die man se stem.
Wat is haar naam?
Janine.
Hi Janine. nee, ek het nog glad nie 'n audioboek gedoen nie. So skryf een en stuur dit vir my, gaan dink 'n wonderlike storie uit en dan kom ek na jou huis toe en ons rekorde audioboek.
Luister, ek weet al klaar watter tipe boek Janine gaan skryf en dit is nou 2 minute voor 6, so ons kan nie daaroor praat nie. Arnold, wat 'n absolute voorreg om jou hier by Robin Ross te hê op Jacaranda FM. Plan B begin 26 Maart om 8:00 op Kijknet. Skakel in, it looks fun, it looks just so well produced and I don't think it's something anyone wants to miss.
Yeah, we'll see you next week. Arnold, thank you for your time.
Thanks very much, guys.
It's The Drive with Robin Ross. Jacaranda FM.